This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. And today I am going to be sharing with you some summertime healthy snacks. I know I've done other podcasts on healthy snacks, but these are ones that are really geared to summer when we try not to heat up that oven, right? So these are some quickie and fun things that you can make. And I've got lots more on the website on the show notes. So where can you find the show notes? At vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Look for Summertime Healthy Snacks, episode 278. And a big shout out to our sponsor, the well-planned gal, Rebecca Ferris. She has a variety of planners for homeschool needs, and her prayer planner is brand new. In just a few minutes, I can't wait to share with you more about them. And I got a sneak peek. I got a box of the most gorgeous planners, and I'm super excited about that. And I'm actually going through the prayer planner, and it is absolutely beautiful and something I think so many of you would enjoy. You know, it just keeps everything organized in one place, and it's such a beautiful keepsake. Well, summertime activities are all of the buzz, and I know that when it gets hot, especially in Southwest Florida, I tend to want to have lighter things like salads and grilled chicken and things like that. But with the kids around, sometimes it's really difficult, and you know, it's hard to get kids to eat healthy. And so there are some snacks. I know different people have different dairy allergies or gluten-free, or they can't have peanuts. So you're going to have to adapt these recipes. Like I said, there's a lot more on the website. I'm going to go through some of my favorite today and share those with you. And I would like to share with you something that is near and dear to my heart, and that is having you subscribe to this podcast. I am looking for you and your friends. We need more subscribers to our show for many reasons, and one is to get the word out about Vintage Homeschool Moms, as well as the other podcasts on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. And I'm constantly getting emails from people who said that a friend shared the podcast. And I started thinking, wow, maybe I need to ask you guys, because I know for a while I was asking you to give us a star rating on iTunes, and I appreciate all of you who have done that, and I still would love you to do that. But subscribing to our show is so important, as well as sharing with a friend. So again, ahead of time, I want to thank you for that. All right, so are you ready for some healthy snacks that taste good? So as I've probably shared with you before, my parents were restaurant owners. They owned a bakery at one time, and a way to an Italian's heart is food. So whether or not you're an Italian, I'm sure you love to eat. And so that is so important. And so there was something I was served recently, and I thought, really, you've got to be kidding me. But it was from a friend who has some allergies to wheat. So she served us little cucumber sandwiches. And I thought, well, I do like cucumber, so that's a good thing. But in between the cucumber, she had slices of sharp cheese and slices of meat. She had some meats like prosciutto, if you've ever had that. It's a little it's the salty, and I'm not big on pork or ham even, but I really do like the prosciutto. I don't know if it's the Italian in me or what. But she also had just like a little sprinkle of oregano and And that was it. And it was really good. It was just cucumber that was sliced instead of crackers. And it looked pretty. It had a cute little toothpick in it, and it was yummy. And I know that people have put things on cucumber before. My grandkids absolutely love cucumber. I had two really long cucumbers I bought, and they were in the fridge. And one of my grandkids saw it and asked me to pull it out, and I was surprised at how much they ate. So way to go, Christina, their mommy, my daughter, and getting your kids to eat cucumbers. But you can, you know, just that gives you so many ideas of what you can do, you know, with slicing cucumbers. And these were not super thin. They were nice size, but they were really good. And if you have you know, allergies to dairy, you may want to skip that and just put the lunch meat on there, but it was good. Or you can make some kind of a spread. Crackers and peanut butter is the staple in my house for when people are hungry. That's typically what they're going to take out. Again, we found a really good gluten-free alternative, and I will put a link to that. I found it, a box of these on an online source. So for three packs, it was going to be $26, and I just could not spend the money. It sat in my little cart, and I got a reminder saying, you left items in your cart. And I thought, $26 for three little boxes of crackers. Well, guess what? I just saw those exact crackers at one of the warehouse stores in town for $8.99. So even though that's still expensive for crackers, I can buy that because we have people in our extended family that are gluten intolerant. So whenever we have family gatherings and I put out the crackers, I always feel bad because they can't eat them. So, you know, be on the lookout for really good things. And again, I'll have a link to those crackers, and maybe you can find them locally from wherever you live, especially if you have people in your family who can't have gluten. The other go-to snack, and this is one that nobody seems to remember until you see it, and that's hard-boiled eggs. If I think ahead and we'll boil some eggs. My kids love egg salad sandwiches or egg salad, and that's just with some mayonnaise. I like onions in it. The kids just like the mayonnaise, and we'll have those on crackers or with a salad. If I put a boiled egg in my husband's salad and some olives, and tomato and lettuce, and he doesn't like salad dressing, he absolutely loves it and will thank me 10 million times, which as I'm recording this, I'm going to try to remember to do for dinner tonight. So, very easy to please this husband of mine. So hard-boiled eggs are great. You can slice those and have them available. Another thing, and this is, again, the Italian in me, as we would have those beefsteak tomatoes, which is perfect for summertime, and we would slice tomatoes and have fresh mozzarella and, you know, have chunks of that, or you can actually slice that and have cucumbers. So cucumber, tomato, mozzarella, and onions with a drizzle of olive oil, garlic powder, and a sprinkle of oregano. And then what else would an Italian eat? A big chunk of Italian bread. I'm getting hungry as I'm sharing this episode with you. So it's always fun to talk about food. I have a newsletter subscription to a local organic farm. And I tell you what, those people know how to write. I sit there and I read the entire newsletter, and they'll talk about drizzling balsamic vinegar over, you know, this and that. And typically, I'm reading it when I'm starved and everything sounds so delicious. They started out with just hogs that they raised and slowly built their farm until it is now an organic farm. And I'm not, like I shared with you earlier, not a big pork person, so I never was really that interested. But now they've increased their menu, and I have yet to go eat at the farm, but I hope to do that at some point. Another thing to look into, and especially for those of you that are very health conscious or have some dietary restrictions, and that's the ketogenic. My daughter does this, and it's high fat, low carb, and she said that she shared some really good recipes with me, and she goes, when you need that sweet you know, fix and you need some energy, these are some great things. If you like coconut, awesome, because a lot of these, well, not a lot, but several of these recipes use like coconut butter or coconut oil. And here in Florida, coconut oil is not a solid, it is a liquid. So sometimes it's difficult. I use coconut oil and I substitute it for any time Crisco was called for in a recipe. That hard shortening, I would substitute the coconut oil, but then I'd have to increase either something else, the flour, the sugar, or something to counteract how watery it was, or even cut back on the coconut oil. So there are coconut balls that you can make drizzled with chocolate. Chocolate peanut butter, and you just mix, this is my recipe, a tablespoon of peanut butter and 5 to 10 chocolate chips, and you can eat it with a tiny spoon. That's my fix for that. And a recipe where you are going to use a half a cup of coconut oil, a half a cup of peanut butter or other nut butter. You can use unsweetened cocoa powder, usually around 2 tablespoons, and make sure you use a measuring tablespoon for that. And then you can use some kind of a sweetener. I don't use sweetener with this, even though cocoa powder is very bitter. Because I feel like the peanut butter has enough sugars in it. But if you want, you can sweeten it to taste. You can use stevia if you want to use a better for you, you know, sweetener that doesn't have any calories, or you can actually use sugar. And I would rather use regular sugar than use any kind of artificial sweetener. And then I put in 1/4 teaspoon of vanilla extract. So you melt the peanut butter with the coconut oil, like unless you live in Florida like I do, and coconut oil is liquid here. And then you stir in the cocoa and you add the sugar, you take it off from the heat, and you mix in the vanilla extract. And then you can pour it in candy molds, or what I like to do is line a cookie pan with wax paper, and then I pour it on there, and then you can cut it into squares and break it up once it's cooled. You have to put it in the refrigerator to harden, but that good fat, which is the coconut oil mixed with the peanut butter and the chocolate, is yummy. And so I use an unflavored coconut oil, but if you do like the flavor of coconut, you can get all kinds of, you know, coconut oil locally. We're going to take a really quick commercial break and listen in on our sponsor. When we come back, I'm going to share with you more of my fabulous healthy snacks. We'll be right back. A planner is not a planner unless it is a well-planned planner. The well-planned gal, Rebecca Ferris, is a homeschool mom who has a gift, and she shares her talents with us in her planner series. A few of the amazing planners available are the well-planned day, student planners, and even the high school four-year planner. The newest planner is the well-planned prayer planner with an all-in-one planner and organizer. Organize your day with a focus on placing God first. Journaling 101 as well as scripture verses permeate this beautiful book. Take it everywhere and you will have all the information you need at your fingertips. Best of all, it becomes a keepsake and a wonderful guide for making prayer a priority. This journal is truly life-changing. Visit wellplannedgal.com for more information. Hey everyone, and welcome back. This is episode 278, Summertime Healthy Snacks with Felice Gerwitz. You can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, and remember to subscribe and share this episode with a friend, as well as give us a star rating on iTunes or Google Play or wherever you listen to your podcast. Thanks so much. I don't know if you like nuts, but I absolutely adore them. And so you can put some mixed nuts. You can get all kinds of different nuts. I got some nuts recently that I ordered through a catalog. And again, I'll put the link there. I make nothing from this. But that was non-processed, but they need salt. So I am not a salt person, but I do like salty nuts. So you can take a layer of mixed nuts, place them in a shallow pan, and toast them with a little bit of sea salt. When they come out, I used to just dip all of them in chocolate, but now I'm trying to cut back a little bit. So I would just drizzle them with some melted chocolate and refrigerate them until set. And you can store them in a mason jar or in a glass container with wax paper. And my husband absolutely loves these. My kids don't like nuts, so this is a really good thing for mom and dad. Grandkids like nuts, and so they eat it when they come. Another thing that I think I've shared this with you before, but I really, really like this. And I ended up buying a ton of kale by accident one time from an organic farm. And so we made a lot of these. And so they're kale chips. So what you do is you wash and you place the leaves on a cookie sheet. You sprinkle it with sea salt and just drizzle it with some olive oil. And then be sure to watch it. Some people broil it. I like to bake it. And once it's toasty, you just break it up in chunks, let it cool. Some people eat it hot, and it's very low calorie and yummy. And this is a great rainy day activity as well to do with the kids. My grandkids love it. My older kids, not so much. So again, I think part of it is if they think it's healthy, you kind of have to sneak that in the back door. Another great snack, and this is something that I have done with all of my kids, is make fresh applesauce. And you know, there's something about fresh applesauce that it just tastes so much better than store-bought. I don't know what it is. But we would wash our apples in vinegar and take off the waxy polish that's sometimes on the skin, core the apples, and place them whole in boiling water until they are really soft, and then take them out and then process them. You can either do it in a food processor, or I have a strainer contraption that actually has a crank, and you just strain it through, and it will take out all the pulp if you don't want that. And it removes the skin and everything else. Or you can just sit there and remove the skin by hand and allow the kids to mash them with a fork, sprinkle with cinnamon, and enjoy. They don't even need sugar. I avoid putting sugar in things as much as I possibly can. And the last thing I'm going to share with you, because you can find more of these ideas on the show notes, is a peanut butter roll with banana. It's super yummy. I love bananas and peanut butter anyway. But you can take a banana chunk, roll it in peanut butter, and then roll it in some kind of crunchy cereal. Now, I leave out the crunchy cereal, but I do definitely love the fact that those bananas are rolled in peanut butter, and I can eat them with a fork. So if you have some ideas for healthy snacks that you would like to share with us, please do. I really appreciate hearing from all of you, and you can do that actually on the show notes page at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Look for Summertime Healthy Snacks, episode 278. And don't forget to check out our sponsor, and that is wellplannedgal.com. Thank you so much. God bless, and enjoy your time with your family. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at mediaangels.com and thevintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.